You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new marine mammal sanctuary in Te Pewhairangi Bay of Islands has been approved to go ahead. Throughout the last few years, there has been a decline in the number of marine animals due to human interference. However, the sanctuary's implementation could help preserve marine mammals. Kerry Allen, the Minister for Conservation, discussed with Charlie the goals for the sanctuary and how it aims to keep New Zealand's marine mammals safe. Charlie started off by asking what the marine mammal sanctuary will entail.
I think most people know of Te Pewhairangi or the Bay of Islands. It was recently described to me by Lloyd Burr as a utopia. It's this beautiful environment. It is. It's simply picturesque. And, you know, over the last 20 or so years, we've seen it go from a flourishing environment of around about 280 bottlenose dolphins used to hang out there and live and breed. And in Te Pewhairangi, the Bay of Islands, it's an area that's a nursery. There's nursery grounds where mums raise their calves. So it's been a really important part of, the environment by which these beautiful taonga have lived their lives. And fast forward 20 odd years, though, where we've seen an increase of boats and vessels interacting with the dolphins and the marine mammal life across the board in Te Pewhairangi. They're social animals. They love to chase the boats. They're cheeky, especially like the young boys actually are real cheeky. Think of them like teenage lads, but they follow the boats. They love to play. They love to show off. They love to engage with humans. But over the past 20 years, and as we've seen increased interaction between humans and an increased number of vessels within the environment, we've seen those flourishing numbers in that place, which is a real home for these dolphins, reduced from around about that 280 mark, which was living resident in the Bay of Islands. Now we're really only down to about 16 that call that place home from about, yeah. So we've seen just a radical reduction over the past couple of decades. And I was up there in February and I went out across the area and we'd done a few things. We'd tried to introduce some regulations that would, you know, help curb behaviour and whatnot. But after the first lockdown as well last year, we also saw a massive influx of people going out purchasing crafts, and so there was even more interaction over the summer. So I said when I was up there in February that I was looking at introducing a marine mammal sanctuary. And that was for a number of reasons, but it was really to protect, of course, our bottlenose dolphins. But there's also a whole range of other marine mammal life within Te Pewhairangi that's really important as well. So I got to meet with a whole range of people, particularly Ngā Hapū or Pewhairangi. There's a number of hapū from around the area that are kaitiaki of the region, but also they all have an intimate relationship with the area, one protecting, of course, the marine mammal life that lives there, but also wanting to continue with customs and practices that sustain their kapu and their livelihood. So some people have said, well, why don't you just do a carte blanche marine mammal reserve? Marine mammal reserves are really restrictive and they're very rigid. You can't take anything. They have very clear rules. Marine mammal sanctuaries, however, are things that we can adapt and localise. They can respond to a local issue. So the marine mammal sanctuary in Te Pewhairangi that I announced this week, and there's been a few changes since the proposal that I introduced in February, but it does kind of three primary things. So the first is it limits vessels in a defined area. You have to be 300 meters distance away from any marine mammal life. Second thing is also if you're swimming in Bay of Islands, again, and you're within 300 meters of a marine mammal, we ask that you don't go chase them. And that's the time to either remove yourself or just let them pass. And then the third thing is that we've also introduced a couple of areas that are marine mammal safe zones, so particularly where the nurseries are, and that's where we're asking vessels to go at a maximum speed of 5 knots. So the nursery environments, mums, once they have their calves for a couple of years, they need to be able to nurse them like a lot. And so their areas where they used to populate, those became overpopulated. And, you know, like I said, the dolphins like to chase the vessels and do those types of things, and mums included. And so we were starting to see more baby calves pass. And so their mortality became quite more and more frequent. So introducing these types of measures is to preserve their lives, and hopefully we'll start to see a replenishment of Te Pewhairangi over the next you know, years to come.
So you mentioned the 300 metre rule for vessels and people. Why is the 300 metres distance important? Why isn't it more or less?
Well, when we introduced the proposal, when I introduced it in February, I'd actually proposed 400 metres, and that was based on a whole range of things. So some part science, some part safety. Over the course of the submission period, and we had quite a number of submissions, over 600 submitters over that period. They would talk about needing to make the rules work, and also to make sure that there was enough safety kind of options, that they couldn't just slam on their brakes. And so there was a whole range of reasons that we reduced down. But basically, the whole purpose is to limit engagement with the marine mammals above water and when they're in water as well. So 300 metres on balance, and after advice that I took in the last period, that gave me confidence that there was going to be a limited interaction which would achieve the purpose, which was seeing the marine mammals begin to flourish again, that there was sufficient belts and braces around safety as well, and that this was most workable. Also bearing in mind that Te Pia Whairangi is it's a tourism hotspot. I said at the outset, you know, this is a beautiful environment. People from all over New Zealand and, of course, the world, they come there. And there are some incredible tourism operators that operate in the area. So this was also feedback. You know, they gave us strong feedback about what would make sense for their businesses, operations as well. So we took that feedback, of course, into consideration. And that's where we've landed with this balance.
So this project's a protection project, but it's also promoting co-inhabitants of the people living there and the dolphins.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a protection, sustaining people's enjoyment. Like I said as well, the hapu, ngā hapu o Pe Whairangi, have been incredibly strong supporters of this project since its inception. And so things that they want to balance was way of life, fishing, use, those types of things. So this sanctuary enables all of those types of activities to still occur. And, you know, it also does some other kind of neat things as well. We're trying to really work alongside the locals in the area to enhance their capabilities and, you know, actually our shared capabilities of how to protect marine mammals. So introducing kaitiaki rangers to be able to monitor the environment up in Pe Whairangi. So it's a pretty, there's been some really neat community buy-in to what we're doing, and hopefully through the shared learnings and as we undertake the work in this area over the next, you know, generations to come, I think that we'll see a whole next generation of real kaitiaki of both the aihia, both the dolphins in the area and the marine mammals, but also that broader environment, which we're really excited about.
As the sanctuary isn't obviously up and running yet, going into the summer months, you mentioned it was a tourist spot, what would you say to people who sort of encounter these marine mammals?
Yeah, so these marine mammals, beautiful, stunning, stay 300 metres away, take your photos, do what you need to do, but please let them just do what they do too, you know, let them live in that environment. You know, they're kind of like, in some ways, they remind me of like probably a lot of my cousins, you know, cheeky and, you know, gregarious, and but also can be easily distracted. So, yeah, look, we're saying please do enjoy the beautiful surrounds, enjoy the incredible taonga that we have the privilege of living alongside. But also to do adhere to these rules that have been put in place for the best protection of these marine mammals, but also for us so that we can have, that our future generations can continue to enjoy them living alongside us. So please don't swim with the dolphins up there. Please make sure that if you're out on your vessels, just to give them a bit of space, 300 metres is enough to let them go and let them do their thing. And, you know, you can fish off the side and do your thing while letting them do theirs. So, you know, have an incredible summer, everybody. Please do get out there and enjoy it. And just be mindful of the footprint we leave and how we get alongside our friends, our relations, the marine mammals that are out there living as well.
That was the Minister for Conservation, Kerry Allen, speaking with Charlie about the new marine mammal sanctuary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.